we advance spiritually. November 13, we are to increase spiritually. We beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4:10. You have within your reach more than finite possibilities. A man, as God applies the term, is a son of God. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. It is your privilege to turn away from that which is cheap and inferior and rise to a high standard, to be respected by men and beloved by God. The religious work which the Lord gives to young men and to men of all ages shows his respect for them as his children. He gives them the work of self-government. He calls them to be sharers with him in the great work of redemption and uplifting. As a father takes his son into partnership in his business, so the Lord takes his children into partnership with himself. Young men and women need more of the grace of Christ that they may bring the principles of Christianity into the daily life. The preparation for Christ's coming is a preparation made through Christ for the exercise of our highest qualities. But there is a positive need of keeping close to Jesus. He is our strength and efficiency and power. We cannot depend on self for one moment. Young men and young women, exercise your ability with faithfulness, generously imparting the light that God gives you. Study how best to give to others peace and light and truth and the many rich blessings of heaven. Constantly improve. Keep reaching higher and still higher. It is the ability to put to the task the powers of mind and body, ever keeping eternal realities in view, that is of value now. Persevere in the work that you have begun until you gain victory after victory. Educate yourselves for a purpose. Keep in view the highest standard that you may accomplish greater and still greater good, thus reflecting the glory of God.